My name is Ines Madruga. I'm a paintings conservator at Lancashire Conservation Studios.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Andrew. I'm a private conservator. I was involved in this because there was two of the murals Lancashire County Council weren't able to do. So I was brought in to work on the other two.
The summer of 2023, my colleague Mike and myself, we went to Tully House to assess the mural paintings, all paint on canvas, and each canvas was adhered to the wall. The 1990s, prior to major works that were going to take place at Tully House, LCS, so Lancashire Conservation Studios, they were responsible for removing those murals from the walls. He protected all of the murals with a facing tissue.
The approach would be, if possible, to return a painting to the state it was when it was painted, make any repairs, remove any obscuring layers so that it can be viewed as it was intended, really. One of the key things is that everything that we do nowadays is reversible, and we would never use something like an oil paint on top of an oil paint to retouch it. We would always use something that can be easily removable should you need to in the future. Our varnishes these days hopefully are a lot less liable to yellow and darken like the varnishes in the past. Theoretically, they will stay reversible. I worked firstly on the reverse side to remove all the plaster and the adhesive and the paint that had partly come away from the wall and the adhesive that had been used to adhere the paintings to the wall. And this was done mechanically with the scalpel and carefully, obviously, going over the reverse of the painting. And basically, it was only then all the work on the reverse was done that I could then turn the painting over and view the front and remove the facing that had been on there. So I tended to work slowly across within the blocks of colour to remove the varnish layer.
Yeah, we did the same following the shape. They were very big on the table for a length of time. So it was nice to see them, finally upright. And it was stunning because by then they were with their really bright, vibrant colours back to life. So it was quite something to see that.